claws into them.
If I could just get some slack back.
What this situation needs is a woman's touch. What a turn.
Come on.
Also trained professionals know how to do their jobs right.
Bull, what would we do if something were to say, go wrong?
Don't be silly, Axel. We'd know exactly what to do if such an unlikely situation were to occur. Now, you've probably noticed there's an extra item, Mr. Diagram, the phase shift. What's that for? Well, if we look back at the previous diagram, and look in the region of the reference frame where it reaches the recording, where the scanner is. I've shown the wave structure, and you should be able to see that as we move across that plane, we're moving from one wavefront to another, so there's an effective phase shift from point to point. So if we're going to reconstruct, or rather simulate, a reference beam electrically, we've got to have an electrical signal which progressively changes phase. So if you go back to that third diagram, what it means is that we have this phase shift, because phase must increase progressively in synchronism with the mechanical movement of the transducer. That's what's happening. Okay, so that's removed one of the clumsy aspects.
I'm ready, and I'm here.